spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Thank you so much for being a part of this Saturday morning. We are just a week away from Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness. This year has gone by so quickly. So Thanksgiving is next week, and it's the time where everyone is thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to make for dinner? I got to plan it out. Going to take off on Wednesday. Who's coming to the house? Blah, blah, blah. But there are so many of our citizens who do not have that plan because they do not have homes, and they're worried about the day-to-day survival. We're going to have our dear friend from We Feed the Homeless Philly. Our friends are here to talk about what they are doing to help alleviate that issue for next Thursday. But right now, we want to start this day off with a moment of inspiration.
A place where love will never cease. We'll endure.
And a very good morning to you. Sorry about that. Yes, I love that. I love that song. So we wanted to give you a moment of inspiration as we start today. It is the weekend before Thanksgiving. So everybody has their menu on the mind, whether you are cooking the food or you are preparing your stomach to receive the food. Folks are excited about the holiday season. But there are many people in our city and in our region who don't have that excitement because they're just trying to deal with the day-to-day survival. So thinking about where they're going to be and what they're going to cook next week is not the top of mind. They're looking for each meal for each day. So we wanted to spend some time thinking about the people who are less fortunate, thinking about the people who are struggling with food on a day-to-day basis. And so I invited my friends from We Feed the Homeless Philly here to join us. We have Kia Cunningham here. We have Brother Craig Stroman here and Professor Chad Lassiter of the Red Cross House and Philly Men of Penn. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, y'all. So let's get to it. Craig, you've been here a couple of times. You're doing awesome work with Feeding the Homeless here in Philadelphia. What is it that you have on tap for people for next week?
We have two programs or events happening next week. On this coming Monday, we're going to be at the Red Cross House with Professor Lassiter, mm-hmm. who is the executive director at the Red Cross House at 40th and Powelton, where we'll be handing out turkeys with boxing champs Bernard Hopkins and Danny Garcia. And we will be handing 300 to 400 turkeys to the first 300 to 400 people that show up.
I mean, oh, wow.
And we're hoping that we are allowed to pass out turkeys to those who are directly affected behind this economy. So we need to have poor people who are struggling to come get a turkey from us. We don't need the people who are able to provide meals mm-hmm. to their families. We need poor people, mm-hmm. people who are struggling. We need you to come get a turkey from us so you can be with your family and eat with dignity mm-hmm. with your family. So, you know, this is what we're about. And on Thursday, mm-hmm. we will be feeding between 300 to 500 people, hopefully, at the Bible Way Baptist Church with mm-hmm. Dr. Damon B. Jones, Sr. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we have going on this week. And at that feeding, we will be handing out food to those who we hopefully will be handing out food to those who are food insecure in mm-hmm. that area of West Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You know, we're asking those who can't provide a meal for themselves or their families to come out and eat with us. And we partner with Bible Way Baptist Church and State Representative Vanessa mm-hmm. Brown Lowry. So we want those Wonderful. People who are unable to provide themselves with a meal to come and get a meal with us and sit mm-hmm. and eat with us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I know you mentioned you wanted to have poor people who are not able to provide for their families to come and pick up the turkeys. Is there any way that you can control for that? You know, what if you do get a bunch of people to show up that are, I guess, just trying to take advantage of what it is that's there? Is there anything that you can do about that?
Basically, we will hope that, I'll let Professor Lassiter speak mm-hmm. on that.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on the show. Secondly, I just want to just say openly that Craig Stroman is just a individual who in these economic times is sent to from God to just really help the people and help the people from not only a dignity perspective, but to embrace their full humanity.
Right.
One of the things that we're doing on Monday is we know that absent a void of if whether Bernard Hopkins or Danny Garcia was coming, that Craig Stroman and I and his organization, we were going to hand out 300 to 400 turkeys nonetheless. Mm-hmm. The added thing is that we just understand that, you know, people are boxing fans and they do like these two individuals who are mm-hmm. giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. With regards to your question centered around crowd control, mm-hmm. One of the things that we've done is we've partnered with the Philadelphia Police Department that's going to come. They're going to send about two community officers mm-hmm. who are going to be set up to make to ensure that, you know, people are in line, that people are not jumping over one another. Mm-hmm. And also we're going to put staff in place so that we recognize that sometimes people may have like four or five family members coming from the same household mm-hmm. trying to get one turkey. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's a spirit of service. At the end of the day, it reminds me of what Mother Teresa said and what she articulated. There's joy in transcending self to serve others. So,
Amen.
You know, for the listeners out there, if you're going to get in line and try to get two, three turkeys and things of that nature, it's really not that deep. But with these economic times, we understand that people will do things like this. The primary thing we wanted to do is just give of ourselves to others. And so I'm really excited about, you know, the partnership that Craig Stroman and I are going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then also what's going on Thursday, as he stated, Dr. Damon Jones and I are on the Philadelphia Prisons board with one another. Mm-hmm. And Bible Way is taking all the teachings of what we know to be social justice in Jesus Christ and actually practicing it in the community. So this is just a great time to be partnering with an individual like Craig Stroman and multiple others during this Thanksgiving and giving season.
All right. Now, from the listening audience, what do you need from them? Do you need volunteers? Do you need anything at all for these events?
We have volunteers that are coming. For the listening audience, we ask you to just take a blueprint out of what Craig Stroman is doing and try to pledge yourself to those who are less fortunate. And don't do it from a standpoint of where you're placating people, you're engaging in false generosity or things of that nature, but just to give it to people and recognize that, you know, there, but by the grace of God, there go I.
Amen. Amen.
Shouldn't he run for office? That
sound good. That boy good.
It's not about us. It's about the Red Cross House as well. It's not a We Feed the Homeless Philly event. We partner together. And the Red Cross House is doing wonderful things in the community. One of our first people we helped was at the Red Cross House, and they called us, and they were transitioning from homeless to housing, and we helped them, and we paid for their food for about a month or two. We gave them Thanksgiving. It happened right before Thanksgiving, which is ironic. We paid for the food for their Thanksgiving dinner, so she ate with five of her children, and she ate with their family. They sat down and had dignity. They ate with their family, and that was what this holiday season is about. We need to start bringing back the family together in our community. So that was one of the, and it was just ironic, that was one of the first news articles that we had.
Wow.
Very good. Let me get Kia in on this, Mama. How do you feel about all of this?
I'm excited about it. I actually approached Craig. He and I met, what, not even a month ago?
About two months ago.
And having spent the last 5 years myself volunteering with another organization and really having that true passion for helping the underserved population, when I approached him, I already had in my heart, what can I do to help? What can I do to volunteer? And it's been just a wonderful experience, and knowing that so many people will be affected by just the blessing and just to know that I could be a small part of that blessing.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. So I'm excited about it.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? This is, they say, 'tis the season, you know, joy and love and peace and sharing and all that. But there are a couple of Scrooges out there. So, you know, not to call anybody out, but, you know, there's a little Scrooge in some folk right now. What would you say to people who have reserved to saying, I'm tired of going through whatever I'm going through. I don't have any room or any time to do anything for anybody.
For me, that's okay. Because I live a philosophy as the following: some will, some won't, so what? You know, you don't need numbers, you need workers. You need people who are committed. If you look at Christ, he rolled with 12 cats, and those cats oftentimes were doubting, you know, some of the social justice plans that he had in place. And so you're going to have Scrooges, you're going to have naysayers, you're going to have people who are going to do things, but it's kind of disingenuous. You know, our lives should be a life of service. You know, when you think about Dr. King, he said life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help others? And so you're going to have individuals who actually may only do this for Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, but when you look at the work that Craig Stroman is doing, when you look at the work that many of us are doing, it's 8 days a week. Yeah. And we know that God created, you know, the world in 7 days, but it's really like 8 days. We do it, you know, throughout the year, because people don't just need food. When you're looking at these deficits just around, you know, the giving season it's really highlighted because it is the giving season. But, you know, people have food shortages, you know, Monday through Sunday throughout the year. And then if you look at the data in Pennsylvania, you know, of individuals who go to bed hungry every night, it's just staggering. So you're going to have those Scrooges. But I think the thing that you do is you sidestep that and just continue to do what you've been called to do.
Okay.
And to talk about those numbers, there's about 5,000 to 10,000 children every day that's either on the street or homeless or does not have access to a meal every day. 5,000 to 10,000 people, children in this city. So
yeah, and that's a very disturbing number. Let me bring you, my listening audience, into the conversation, because, you know, the show is nothing without you. So I want to hear from you. Our number is 215-263-1039. First of all, I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask any of our panelists any questions that may cross your mind while listening to the conversation this morning. Secondly, I want to know, if you are a giver, do you try to convince other people to give, or do you take our friend Professor Chad's, what was that you said?
Some will, some won't, so what?
Some will, some won't, so what? Do you take that approach to the giving season? Do you either A, try to convince other people to give because it's the right thing to do, or do you simply sit back and say, some will, some won't, so what? Give us a call, 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. All right, so with that, I want you to think about it. We're going to come back and have more conversation right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to our program this morning. We are talking about the activities of We Feed the Homeless Philly. They have teamed up with the Red Cross House and Philly Men of Penn, and they're having a wonderful event on Monday. And then they are, of course, providing food for people on Thursday. So we are talking today about the season of giving. My question to you, my beautiful, wonderful, always having something to say, listening audience, and I love that, so please keep it coming. My question to you is, are you, if you are a giving person, are you the kind of person who tries to convince other people to give? Or do you take the approach of some will, some won't, so what? What's your take on that? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Going right to the phones, we have Doug calling in from West Philadelphia. Doug, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. You know, I really like the concept of the gentleman in the Red Cross going out and trying to reach out to people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a member at Mount Pisgah Church, AME, under Reverend Broad J. Broadnax. Mm-hmm. And my mother, the late Reverend Marguerite E. Handy, mm-hmm. who worked for both mayors, John Street and Michael Nutter, was always out there trying to support the community and the city and trying to bring things out to the city as far as help, food, whatever we could do. And remember, if we're members of Christ, we are ambassadors of Christ. Because God could have chosen any people, but he chose us. Mm-hmm. So we need to get out there and help. And I love that these guys said, it's not just doing Thanksgiving. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people out there, you know, they can't get anything to eat. It's cold mm-hmm. during the wintertime. We just need to help. And it's a great thing those guys are doing. And Bernard Hopkins coming in town, the other boxer, which I had a chance to meet Bernard Hopkins many years ago. Through some other programs that he does for the city. And I just think your show is just a great show to reach out to the community. And yes, I am one of those people who love to do. I love to give mm-hmm. as much mm-hmm. as I can.
Okay.
And I love his line where he says, some will, some won't, so what?
Okay, so I'm that's gonna, your take yeah. on it. You're not trying to force anybody to give because it's the quote-unquote right thing to do.
No, I think we should give anyway.
Okay.
You know, it's not mm-hmm. something that it is the right thing to do. Giving is something that we should do if we have it.
Because uh-huh.
some people out there, it's not as fortunate as some of us are.
Oh, amen.
You know,
amen.
And we need to give. You know, as God-fearing people, we need to give as much as we can
yeah.
to help others. Because, you know, a lot of people out there just need our help.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's some Scrooges out there. People are going to try to do some old, you know, funny things out there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some, you know, maybe they might need it. Maybe they use it the right way. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know, the show is doing a great thing. It's out there. It's putting it out there for the people. We really respect y'all. You know, keep up the good work, the kind work from your heart. It's from your heart. You know, mm-hmm. and I understand not when you're trying to show off or do
right.
it like this. It's,
yeah.
It all starts from the heart. That's a wonderful thing when you're doing something for God, people.
Amen. Thank you so much, yeah. Doug. We
you're
appreciate
welcome.
Your comments, and thanks for listening today.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, you have a great day.
Yeah, you the same.
Bye-bye. Oh. Let's go to Rhonda calling in from West Oak Lane. Rhonda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Oh, I'm Tiffany.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. It's how all right. Are you?
I'm breathing on schedule. Thank you, ma'am.
Good.
All right, what's your comment?
Well, I believe that you have people that show empathy and you have people that show sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
People that show sympathy is the people that feel sorry for you and, oh, you know, wow, that's a shame.
Yeah.
But when you show empathy, you put yourself in their shoes.
Right.
You put yourself in their place. And that's what I do. I put myself in other people's shoes when I see people probably, like, going through, you know, a lot of difficulties or people that's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't just say, oh, man, I hope, you know, you find a meal. No, I give you a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person that I believe it could be me. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never, never know. And the very doors that you shut, you know, the same doors may shut on you. What did Jesus say?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, he said to the people at the end, you know, during Judgment Day, he said, well, Lord, you know, please forgive me, you know. I love you. And he said, you love me? He said, where were you when I was in jail? Where were you when I was in a hospital?
Mm-hmm.
He said, where were you when I was hungry and sick? He said, Lord, we never seen you hungry and sick. He said, no. To the least of these, my children, you have not done it to.
Mm-hmm.
You have not the same thing you're doing to me. So I do not know you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good comments. Thank you so much, Rhonda. I appreciate your thoughts. And thank you so much for listening to us this morning. All right. Take care.
Sorry about your name.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm over that girl. It's all right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, we are accepting your phone calls at this time at 215-263-1039. If you are a giving person, do you try to convince other people to give because it's the right thing to do? Or do you take this approach? Some give, some don't. So what? What are your thoughts? 215-263-1039. Guys, we were having a decent conversation off mic, so I want to bring some of that onto the airwaves in terms of that question. And, Kia, I know you were mentioning some good stuff, so if you don't mind reiterating what you said off mic.
Definitely. One of the things you pointed to was, do you encourage someone to give you a giver?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a twofold answer with that because, yeah, you can encourage someone to give or you can force them to give,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but then it's kind of like disingenuous. So
right.
they're not giving from the heart. They're giving because, oh, well, she's coercing me to, or a lot of people feel guilty.
Right.
They give by their
guilt,
mm-hmm. you know, and they don't want to seem like the bad person or the Scrooge. That's not genuine and that's not sincere from the heart. So to be honest with you, I'd rather you not give at all if you're giving on that type of premise.
Got you. How do you feel about that?
I like what Kia said. I share those same sentiments. And just for clarity purposes, I wouldn't use the word convince. And I'm not talking about you, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that if you are the type of person that gives, that you should certainly let someone know, hey, I'm getting ready to partner with Craig Stroman. We're getting ready to feed the homeless this particular Saturday at this mm-hmm. particular time. Or I'm getting ready to go do some prison ministry. Or
mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to do some HIV, AIDS testing or counseling with this organization or that organization. If people show, they show. If they don't show, you're there. So I just wanted to be clear that when I say some will, some won't, some won't, some will, some won't, so what? What I actually mean is that you're going to have some people who are going to help. You're going to have some people who don't want to help. And Key is absolutely right. Whether you're middle class, rich, poor, nobody wants you to be in a position where you're placating them, displaying with false generosity, and ingratiating them.
Right.
And so one of the beautiful things about what we're doing Monday is that Craig said it's a combination about things. He and I met. We said it's going to be individuals who were displaced because of disaster, because that's what Red Cross House is. It's the only house of its kind in the country that serves as a disaster recovery center for people who are displaced because of fire, building collapse, water main break, gas main break.
Right.
And then Craig said, in this particular catchment area, let's give it to those individuals who are needy. He looked at the data. So I want the callers and the listeners to recognize that it's data driven in the sense that Craig looked at the statistics of people in the Mantua area, also known affectionately as the Black Bottom, and the levels of the poverty rates and the homeless rates, as well as those who go to bed each and every day in a city of Philadelphia, hungry against the backdrop of politicians who want to move people out of the eyesight of environments like the Barnes Foundation and others when these are the least of these. And so don't tell me you're going to church on a Sunday and you're hearing the gospel, but you're not living it. And so Rhonda's absolutely right when she talks about the Good Samaritan. And that whole Good Samaritan thing is something that we should all be. And it shouldn't be because, let me put myself in the place of this person. It's because we're part of the human race. And this is the rent that we pay for living on the globe, is to help someone. Each of us has been helped at some level in our lives. And so it's our duty. It's our job. It's a moral imperative. It's a moral compass that leads us to want to help people against the backdrop of people who are morally bankrupt.
Now, you know, there are times where, and the reason why I brought up the question of, do you try to convince others to give? Because there are times when if you are in that place, the Good Samaritan place, and you are giving from your heart and you have high about it, every now and again, we might be so high that we're like, no, you need to come do this. Yeah, and you're like, and you want to plant the seed, water it, fertilize it, and watch it grow in front of your face in 5 seconds. And then you get mad because people aren't joining you at Craig's event, or they're not going out to Red Cross House to donate stuff. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, does that approach do a disservice as well?
It does. Where I'm at with it, you know, I've been patient. You know, I believe that the Lord will bless my organization because I've been very patient in some of the things that I want for my organization as far as a big building. We want a building where we will be able to hand out food to the homeless, the poor, and provide different classes for them, like financial literacy. But we need partners in this city to do that. You know, if you have the love of Christ in you, you should spread his glory.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I truly believe. You know, I've learned from my pastor, servant leader J. Lewis Felton at the Mount Airy Church of God in Christ. I had to mention my pastor.
Of course.
Because he shows us what the love of Christ is all about.
Amen.
And, you know, and we just can't force stuff on people. You just got to show them through your actions.
Right.
You know, this is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week thing for me, and I work.
Yeah.
I have a job that I do every day, Monday through Friday. And I also do this as a volunteer. I don't get a dime of what we bring in. Mm-hmm. Everything we bring into our organization goes out to the homeless community and the poor community and the food insecure communities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to have the love of Christ in you to do what we do.
Amen. Let's go to the phones and hear from some of you. I did ask a question to the listening audience. I want to know, if you are a giving person, do you try to convince others to give? And if not, do you take the approach of some will, some won't? So what? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. We have Amanda calling in from West Philadelphia on line one. Amanda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Great. What's your comment?
My comment is that I'm a compassionate person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't convince others to give because that's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a relative or something like that, I might encourage them. But, like, if it's someone I don't know, I'm not going to force or make them do something they don't want to do because God give us a choice.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I agree with what he said. Some will, some won't. And if they don't, you know, let it be.
So okay.
Also, to encourage others and let them know that you never know, you might be in a shoe one day and you might need something from someone. So I, myself personally, always been like that, a giver. But the little I have, I give. So I don't have much, but the little I do have, I give what I have, you know, to help someone else.
All right. Thank you so much, Amanda. We appreciate you listening. And thank you for voicing your opinion this morning.
Have a good day.
All right, you do the same. Let's go to line two and speak with Rachel calling in from New Jersey. Rachel, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say I really like this show. I think you guys should continue talking about giving.
Amen.
I come from the perspective of I agree that some will, some won't, but I think that others really need to be taught.
Mm-hmm. And when people see the value of giving, and they see that if you give, that it starts to give back to you, not just financially, but emotionally or socially, and you learn in so many, you learn from everyone that you give to. You learn mm-hmm. something about yourself or from that person. It mm-hmm. will be natural that they start to want to give themselves. You don't have to lecture them. I see it every day at my workplace. It gets contagious. When one person starts giving and it comes from a genuine heart, mm-hmm. another person catches on and they start giving in. And so when people are put in a situation where they're receiving from somebody who's continually giving from a generous heart, they can't walk away the same. It affects yeah. them. That's why people like Mother Teresa, and you see people who work in communities for years, they're able to touch so many lives because it doesn't take big acts. It doesn't take a lot of money. It takes God working in people's hearts and a daily choice to give.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your comment. And definitely thank you so much for listening to the program this morning.
Have a good day.
All right. You do the same. All right. I think we have, I can't quite see who that is. I think we have Ty. Yes, we have Ty calling in from Nicetown. Ty, good morning. You're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm sorry, I have a sore throat.
Oh, no. Oh, take it easy. I just got over that. Go ahead.
I'm going to trust in God to get me over it.
Okay, amen. All right, Ty, so what's your comment?
My comment is God doesn't force his will on us. However, people have a choice. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about us being human beings is that each and every single solitary one of us has been given and afforded the opportunity to realize our potential while we're here. Some of us might not make it to our potential. Some of us might not never see our potential on this side of the track. Mm-hmm. But as long as we trust and believe in God, he is the only one that can be the man that says, you go that way, you go that way, because he is the Alpha and the Omega.
Okay. All right. So basically you leave it up to the Lord. You're not trying to convince anybody to do anything.
Well, I really try, but it's so hard when, especially you're close to people, mm-hmm. let's put it this way, it's the people that you're very, very close to, mm-hmm. and you just want, you always want the best for mm-hmm. your loved ones.
Yes.
I mean, I can't imagine anybody not wanting the best for their loved ones.
Right.
Unless they were just so, so far removed.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate your comment, and I thank you so much for listening to the program this morning.
You have a blessed day.
And please feel better.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Let's go to Monique calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Monique, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just saying God bless you. It's all good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I look for opportunities to help people out, and I have a very good job that God blessed me with. Mm-hmm. However, I do sometimes find myself paycheck to paycheck, but I'll give my last because to someone who needs it more than me, because I look at the fact, I say, well, at least I know I have a job and a good job and I can get some more money. You know what I'm saying? And it's about being selfless is what it's about. It's not about actually so much. I'm a Christian, born again, but it's not even about being a Christian. It's about being selfless.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I pray to God everybody could be Christian or saved, but it's about being selfless. Mm-hmm. I had been on my way to work with my $5 lunch money and seen somebody that I knew didn't have, and I just said, look, I'm going to give it to them. Nobody knew I gave that to them.
Right.
But it's about being selfless.
Okay.
And like God say, what you do in secret, He will in return reward you openly.
All right.
So that's what I say to people. What you do in secret, God will reward you openly.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your thoughts on this, and I thank you for taking the time to give us a call.
God bless you guys.
All right.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Jackie calling in from West Oak Lane. Jackie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. God bless you guys.
All right. Good morning.
God bless you, Jackie.
Well, I'd like to say, just coming from humble beginnings and being homeless myself when I was young, I know what it feels like to not have things. And since I was a child, I've been a giver. And I teach that to my 7-year-old daughter who, you know, we're at Mount Airy Church of God in Christ, shout out. And we love our pastor and our servant leader, you know, who teaches us, you know, and so does our bishop, that it's nice to be nice. And I love to give. I give to any and everybody that I see, but I also teach others to give because I know that giving is your blessing. And it is not always about money because you can get money, but time spent, once it's spent, it's gone. And if you just give from a humble heart, God will see that, and he knows your intentions. I'm just coming from the Share Food program, picking up 10 turkey dinners to deliver to my church so that people can have food for tomorrow. And I do this every year for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I give to my neighbors. I give to my family, my friends, not looking for anything in return, just knowing that God sees what you're doing. And I want that well done, good and faithful servant. I want that when I get to heaven.
Amen.
I'll be
but
there
I bless people here while I'm here because I know that it's power in giving.
Amen.
It's
hold
power
on. Hold
in
on one second. Miss
That
Jack.
Might be the one thing that will turn someone to Christ.
Well,
Miss Jackie, hold on one second because Craig wanted to respond to what you were saying.
Jackie, this is Craig from Mount Airy. I will be there today with 25 turkey baskets for the church. So I'll see you then.
Amen. But if you say that you're a saint, then you have to walk that walk because that's what people see. They don't always read the Bible, but they read you. And
that's
if you're
right.
out there professing Christ, but you're not progressing and living toward that mark of the high calling, then people are going to see that and they're going to say, what's the point of being a saint if I'm going to follow what you're doing?
All right, Jackie, girl, you were on a roll this morning. You got a preacher bird up in you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I feel your energy and your passion for what we're talking about. And thank you for doing what you're doing later on today as well. Thank you so much, Miss Jackie. You have a beautiful day. Let's go down to Delaware and speak with Isaac on line 2. Isaac, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing this
good.
Morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank God.
Great.
I just want to, this is actually one of the first times I've heard the show. I'm actually originally from West Africa, and I kind of moved here, and I'm trying to figure things out.
Okay, welcome.
And it's very interesting. And one thing what I want to share, just kind of similar to what the last caller said, giving is something, you don't instruct people to give, but you teach people why they need to give. And, you know, like the Bible says, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands, and his command is, you know, love each other as you love yourself, which is essentially what giving is. Because if you care about somebody else, you don't want that person to want for anything else. And I think that's a big thing that's lacking in our community today as Christians, because Christians don't want to check ourselves. We always want to, you know, toe that fine line as to whether, you know, I'm living it, but don't call me out on it. If we love each other, like in our communities, if we love each other in our communities, givens would not be a problem. We wouldn't have to find out whether somebody was willing to give or somebody's not willing to give.
Right.
It shows in the love that Jesus Christ says we should love each other with. And that covers every other commandment that has ever been spared any part of the Bible.
Yeah.
Love covers everything else. So if we love each other, giving will not be a problem. And, you know, our kids we should teach our kids that you give because you give from the heart because it's a commandment from God. And you are taking care of God's people. You're being your brother's keeper. In other words, you don't give because you don't give somebody $2 because they can give you $4 back.
Right.
You
right.
give them $2 because you know, because it's never sacrifice if you are benefiting from it.
Right.
It's not a sacrifice when you benefit. So,
good comments.
You should teach how to give or why to give, and you should have never forced somebody to give, and I just wanted to share that.
All right.
You'll have a blessed day.
Isaac, thank you so much, and welcome. Welcome to the area, and we hope you stay for a long time.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you as well. Guys in the studio, so let's remind people of the events that are coming up so that they can perhaps participate. Maybe they can volunteer. Maybe they can just tell a friend about it, just so that they are aware what is going on Monday and what is going on next Thursday.
So on Monday at the Red Cross House, which is located at 4000 Powelton Avenue, Monday, as you know, is November 25th between the hours of 2 o'clock and 4. We Feed the Homeless Philly with the executive director, Craig Stroman, is partnering with myself, the executive director of the Red Cross House, and the Black Men at Penn School of Social Work at the University of Pennsylvania School of Social Policy and Practice, mm-hmm. as we hand out 400 turkeys with special guests, Bernard Hopkins and Danny Garcia Jr. We're really excited about that. If you want to participate, feel free to come and join us. It's going to just be simply standing outside the Red Cross House, shaking people's hands, wishing them nothing but blessings and peace, mm-hmm. and as important, safety, because our city right now is anything but brotherly and sisterly, and we're going to hand them a turkey. And we feel as though giving is the thing to do 365 days a year,
amen.
And our life should be a life of service. So we're really excited about Monday, and then Craig can tell you about Thursday's event.
And on Thursday, we will be feeding the homeless and the community over there at 52nd Street at the Bible Way Baptist Church, with partnering with Dr. Damon B. Jones Sr., the pastor of Bible Way. Mm-hmm. We will be feeding between 300 to 500 people, hopefully, mm-hmm. who are food insecure and who don't have a means to eat on Thanksgiving. So we want those people. We want to feed those people first. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate Dr. Jones opening up his doors and partnering with us to feed the community. We really want to help that community, because the Mantua section in that area of 52nd Street are two of the poorest neighborhoods in the city.
Yeah.
So we want to reach out to people in these neighborhoods and tell them that there is someone out here that cares for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and what are the times? And if anyone wants to volunteer, what's the time that they should show up? And is there a number of people to call to say, hey, I want to volunteer, I want to help?
You can send us an email through our website at www.wefeedthehomelessphilly.org, mm-hmm. or call 215-764-5688. On Monday, with our turkey giveaway with the Red Cross House, it's from 2 to 4 p.m. And on our feeding with Bible Way and passing out and serving the community, it will be from 11 to 2.
Okay.
So, you know, we will hope that people who are of this, they can hear us right now, please come out and get a meal from us. We want to help mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. We want to help those who can't help themselves at this point, because this economy dictates what we're doing right now.
I know that's
right. So the city don't want to help us, the state don't want to help us, the federal government don't want to help us. We will raise money to help these communities.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming through. I really appreciate all that you do throughout the year, not just around the holiday season. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you for the voice that you have in the community, Tiffany, and for having us on your show. God bless you, my sister.
Oh, thank
you. We love you,
Tiffany.
We love you. I love you. You've been a big supporter of ours, and you've given us a voice.
And that's what we need. So much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.